Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Paul Bauman, professor and state extension weed specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For the most part, our issues in central and southeast Texas as well as west Texas have to do with two different amaranthus or pigweed or careless weed species, one being common water hemp and the other one being Palmer amaranth pigweed. Common water hemp is the large issue in central and southeastern Texas, where we've seen resistance develop to both glyphosate herbicides and a couple other herbicides as well. More predominantly, the glyphosate resistance has been the issue with regard to common water hemp. Recently, somewhat lagging behind, but also recently documented, is Palmer amaranth pigweed resistance to glyphosate herbicides in the cotton production regions around Lubbock and other areas of the High Plains.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The biggest thing that cotton growers have to realize is that with regard especially to the careless weed or the pigweed species that they have in their fields, that they got to get every one of them. This seems like a tall order, but we do have a large arsenal of soil applied and remedial or post-emergent herbicides to do the job. Every time you let one of these weeds go to seed, it has obviously the potential to be a resistant species.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have the tools to get us there in terms of soil-applied herbicides. Again, we have to understand that the flip side of the resistance thing, there are also still a lot of herbicides out there that do a good job of controlling both the Palmer amaranth and the common water hemp. We need to either start or go back to employing those in our weed control program, whether it's the yellow herbicide, which we've had for 60-plus years, or some of the soil-applied pre-emergent herbicides. And there are a lot of tools out there that we can still use. Bottom line, we've got the products out there to control the weeds, but we have to be very cognizant of weed escapes and be very cognizant of the fact that these escapes could be caused by the actual resistance being present out in their field.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Where do you go? If you have a patch of weeds out there that's being uncontrolled, do you go ahead and initiate a resistance management scheme? And I would say that that is not only the safe bet, but the smart bet, because most of the resistance management schemes that we have involve the use of soil-applied and many pre-emergent herbicides. Not only do those herbicides provide us some ammunition to fight off the resistance, but this has been, essentially forgotten in many cases, but we're getting weed control from day one so that we're not having that initial competition. For years, obviously, farmers have had the flexibility to go in and control weeds at various stages of growth and eliminate them for the most part, but they often fail to understand that while that weed was growing from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 inches tall, it was picking the pocket of the cottons. It's not just for resistance management, but also going back to the premise that every day that the weeds are out there competing with the crop, it's costing them money.